Each member seated here today was duly elected a member of the Virginia House of Delegates for a two-year term beginning the second Wednesday of January 2014. Members-elect will answer the roll call by indicating their presence on the electronic voting board. Clerk, close roll. A quorum is present. At this time, I am pleased to ask all members-elect to stand and see if they are ready to receive your oath of office. Please raise your right hand and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear that I will support the Constitution of the United States and the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Virginia, and that I will faithfully and impartially discharge all duties incumbent upon me as a member of the Virginia House of Delegates, according to the best of my ability. So help me God. Congratulations. House, come to order. While it's fresh on members' minds, I would ask you to take this opportunity to sign your oath if you haven't already done so. The next order of business is the election of the Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates. Nominations are now in order. The gentlewoman from Fairfax, Delegate Comstock.
Mr. Speaker, I would like to place in nomination the name of our William Howell for Speaker of the House. It is a great privilege and honor to nominate William Howell for Speaker of the House in this 396th year of this body.
The gentleman from Norfolk, Delegate Howe.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I rise to second the nomination for Delegate Howell, William J. Howell.
Thank you. Are there further nominations? Hearing none, I declare the nominations are closed. All those in favor of William J. Howell to be Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates shall indicate such on the electronic voting board. I declare William J. Howell duly elected Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates.
Thank you very much.
The oath of office will now be administered by the Honorable Cynthia D. Kinzer, Chief Justice of the Supreme Court of Virginia.
You ready to take the oath?
I'm ready.
You raise your right hand, please, and repeat after me. I do solemnly swear.
I do solemnly swear.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
That I will support the Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of the Virginia.
And the Constitution of the Virginia.
And that I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
And I will faithfully and impartially discharge.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
All the duties incumbent upon me.
As Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates.
As Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates.
According to the best of my ability.
According to the best of my ability.
So help me God.
So help me God.
Congratulations.
Clearly, a lot of you hadn't heard committee assignments yet. It's indeed an honor, and I thank you very much for your demonstration of allowing me to accept what I consider to be the highest honor in the Commonwealth. And I'm deeply grateful for your support and for your prayers. I welcome the continued opportunity to lead this distinguished body and look forward to working with each one of you to address the many important issues facing our Commonwealth. But first, I want to welcome the 15 new members. My script says 14 new members, but I understand there's a 15 joining us today. We appreciate your service, the sacrifice that your family will make, and the dedication that you have to the people of the Commonwealth. In addition to our new members, we're going to soon welcome a new governor. And I know that I speak for every member of this body when I say that we look forward to working with Governor-elect McAuliffe whenever possible. We're faced with unique challenges this year that demand our undivided attention. And I want to take just a moment to press upon all of us the seriousness of the task before us. On a wide range of issues, we have an obligation to the people of Virginia to offer solutions and leadership, and to do so with civility and integrity and character that the Virginians demand. The biggest issue that's going to come before us this year will be the two-year budget. In recent years, the wisdom of Virginia's sound fiscal management has been fully on display. While Washington deals with massive debts and deficits, we've had four straight budget surpluses totaling nearly $2 billion. This year, we must follow in that fine tradition and enact a cautious, responsible budget that invests in the core functions of government while wisely saving for our future. Nearly as important as the budget itself is the manner in which we craft it. We should complete our budget on time and without delay. And we should work extraordinarily hard to avoid the partisan gridlock that has distracted our neighbors across the Potomac. Additionally, growing Virginia's economy remains a high priority. We should keep taxes low and regulation at a minimum. Virginia's workforce needs to be ready to compete in the 21st century economy. And to do that, we need to reform our workforce development system. As always, K-12 education is of the utmost importance. Educators, teachers, parents from across the Commonwealth have demanded reforms to our standards of learning. We must deliver. We should continue to make these innovative reforms that empower teachers with flexibility to educate young people. And this is going to allow Virginia to remain a leader in public education. Last year's landmark transportation plan was a major accomplishment for the General Assembly. Now it is our obligation to ensure our transportation dollars are spent wisely. Reducing congestion, improving safety, spurring economic development, these are the factors that should drive our transportation decisions. Several other critically important issues will need attention. Of course, Virginia's charts on Medicaid expansion will have major ramifications on our budget process. Both sides have articulated their arguments on Medicaid expansion. In my opinion, expanding Medicaid without first considering the consequences would be costly and contrary to Virginia's traditionally conservative approach. I believe Virginia should chart a course that provides health care to the neediest among us without growing government or becoming entangled in Washington's health care mess. We've again been made painfully aware of critical holes in our mental health system, and these reforms must be addressed. A number of bills on the subject have been filed, and I urge all of us to consider them carefully. And finally, just yesterday, a bicameral group of lawmakers announced an agreement on a comprehensive package of reforms to Virginia's ethics, transparency, and disclosure laws. These reforms are going to strengthen accountability, promote greater transparency, and preserve trust in government and those of us who are elected to serve. I applaud these reforms, and I thank Majority Leader Cox and Minority Leader Toscano for leading this bipartisan effort. The challenges faced by the Commonwealth are real, but these challenges bring tremendous opportunities. I'm confident that by working together, we can help to move Virginia forward. In closing, I'd like to remind all of us that we are elected servants of the people of Virginia. Our obligation is to them. They expect solutions. They expect leadership. They demand character. They demand civility. And I hope that we can provide all four. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Sergeant Arms.
Mr. Speaker, message from the Senate.
The Senator from James City County, Senator Norman.
Mr. Speaker, I join in the applause of your vision for the Commonwealth of Virginia, and pursuant to your suggestions, the Senate has acted very efficiently. And I've been directed by the President of the Senate to inform the House of Delegates that the Senate is organized and ready to proceed with business.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.